With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guest. We haven't heard in a while. Some stuff has piled up from Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick. And as I said, the House is poised. Here's what this bill, this resolution says at the end. We strongly condemn President Donald Trump's racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans, people of color, by saying that our fellow Americans who are immigrants and those who may look to the president like immigrants should go back to other countries. And then it goes on and on and on from there. And in the beginning, they cite, whereas the founders conceived America as a haven of refuge for people fleeing religious and political persecution, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, they reference. All right. Let's go to the congressman and talk about something he put up on Facebook that his staff sent us here on Talk Radio 1210. Congressman, welcome back. Thank you for joining us.
Morning, sir.
Well, on Facebook the other day, you put up, to those who chose to undermine our law enforcement, undermine our American flag, you have undermined yourselves. The American flag represents those who died abroad defending our freedoms. The thin blue line flag represents those who died here at home protecting your families. This in reference to these anti-ICE protesters who took down the American flag, hoisted the Mexican flag in Aurora, Colorado.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think is happening now? I don't know if you visit these detention centers or ICE centers. Have you been there?
I have. I've been there several times, actually, and I'll be going back down again.
Okay. And what's your takeaway from this?
Well, I think that incident was disgraceful.
Mm-hmm.
This has gotten completely out of control. I mean, I'm for one, have been someone that's trying to bridge the gap and lower the temperature and actually fix a very broken immigration system. Myself and Lindsey Graham have been speaking to each other at length about this. We're in complete agreement on what the cause of the problem is, what we need to do to fix it, mainly in the area of asylum. He and I talked about the need to prevent asylum from being even offered as an option unless asylum seekers first granted in their country of origin and also the first country of safe haven, which more often than not for these folks will be on the southern Mexican border where there's refugee
mm-hmm.
camps, because that's causing a huge amount of pressure on our CBP officers, our Border Patrol agents, our Coast Guard, the three entities that are responsible for border security. They're completely overwhelmed. There's a lack of immigration judges, and the way our legal framework is set up, it's encouraging these droves of people to come to the border. It encourages them to bring children with them. And, 30% or so, by estimates of CBP, are not organic families. They're adults that are bringing children because they know
mm-hmm.
that they can exploit that hole in our legal framework.
Well, as far as not enough judges, then, are people in Congress, are Democrats particularly reluctant to put in enough funds to put in enough judges?
Well, I'm about to find that out because I have a bill that is working its way through legislative council now, which I hope will be the compromise solution. As you know, I voted for standalone border security funding, both the $5 billion and the $25 billion
mm-hmm.
bill. Voted for standalone DACA. Neither one have advanced anywhere, as predicted. So I believe the solution, and this was the subject of an op-ed that I wrote a few weeks back, that if you don't support both and you support neither, because the reality of our government right now is that the Democrats control the House. We're going to need 60 votes to get anything through the Senate. So if we're going to advance single-issue bills that don't address the entirety of the problem and that are not bipartisan, it's not going to go anywhere. So I'm hoping that this bill that I crafted, I'm working on a few of my Democrat colleagues to make this a bipartisan bill.
Well, tell me, why would we trade DACA, though, just to get the funds for this crisis at the border? That's what critics would say. Why do we have to give in on that?
Well, we shouldn't have to, but we do because the Democrats control the House, so we have a choice. Do we want to just chant slogans that you can fit on a bumper sticker that make us all feel good but don't solve the problem? Or are we going to try to put some package together that's actually going to start to address the problem? And that's the choice every single one of us have to make. And moreover, that dealing specifically with the DACA population, and I don't know, Dom, you and I have never talked specifically about DACA and how you feel about that, but what I say to all my friends and colleagues is we have three choices for the Dreamer kids. One is pathway, second is deportation, and third is perpetuating this underground economy that currently exists. Every single one of us, when we talk about how to handle this situation, you got to pick one of those three. I know the one that I've chosen, and I also use that as a way to build a comprehensive bill to get border security, because every single day that we don't secure that border, we are having floods of migration, and in many cases could pose a national security threat to our country.
All right. Now, today or tomorrow, I guess, there's going to be this resolution coming from this battle with the president and four of your colleagues. Are you going to vote in favor of that? Democrats are hoping to get some Republicans to be on that side of it.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't seen it. And what I've just been told by my crew is that they're offering amendments to it as we speak. So it's going to depend on what the final language is. I can tell you that past resolutions where they tried to hold, for example, Attorney General Barr in contempt, I voted against. Other things where the language is not overly broad, it just depends on what the language is. I will tell you, I have spoken to you about this, Dom, in the past. I think a lot of what the president does from a policy standpoint, from tax reform, immigration, when it comes to border security, when it comes to right to try, when it comes to term limits, when it comes to a stronger national security policy, I think are great. What I disagree with the president on and have disagreed with him on is the tone. I am a Ronald Reagan Republican, and that's what that's the era that I grew up in.
Let me talk about part of that tone. I know it's a harsh thing to say, but I'll say it, and you're in a different position, certainly. I'm not saying this just to get people fired up, Congress. I believe it that Representative Omar fundamentally does not get and love the idea of America. She constantly is on the attack, and she certainly, to me, has said enough things that she's anti-Israel, maybe anti-Semitic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And you know, there should be a resolution put on the floor condemning her remarks.
Okay.
And that, by the way, was supposed to happen, and it didn't. They watered down the language so they could get their conference to be behind it. But her comments are absolutely reprehensible. There's no question about it.
Okay. I wanted to talk about a particular bill to go back. It's been some time, but I wanted to tell you the concern I have with it in listeners, not just that you were one of only eight Republicans that voted for it. But the so-called equality bill coming out,
yep.
The issue, of course, on the paper, I know you and I think you know me. Of course, we want equality. We want equity. We don't want people to mistreat it. But we've had people on, and maybe it seems like a small thing, this gender identity thing in the bill. You have female sprinters in Connecticut, places like that, not just people showing up and doing something, that have dedicated their lives to it, and males show up and are able to run against them, and under this bill, it enhances that.
Well, of course I don't support that, Dom.
But that's what happens. Okay,
well, but how many times does that happen?
But it doesn't matter if it happens once, does it?
Well, does that mean that you should vote against a bill that protects the LGBT community from discrimination?
I would vote against on this identity thing. Yes, I would answer
but
that.
You can't,
but this
you can't,
is at the nub of it.
You can't split it out. I mean, the bill.
Then I would vote against it. Why would you not on that?
Because I don't believe it's okay to discriminate against the LGBT community. That's and Don, we can have respectful differences on that. And I don't think that I'm trying to. And by the way, I mean if the GOP is ever going to win the House back and we're going to expand, we got to start talking to people in the suburban areas, particularly in areas where I live, where these issues matter. And we can deal with these individual cases, Dom, on an individual basis. And I hope that we can have respectful discussions on that. But discrimination is very real. It is a very real thing. I personally witnessed it, and I think that that's something that we need to accept and work to fix.
Okay, and I wanted to go back to it, respect. Again, we don't want to discriminate, absolutely. The gender identity thing / transgender, though, is a much trickier thing, and it's becoming an increasing number of cases. You seem to think then people should have to address this by lawsuits or petitions or something. How about their rights in that regard? I'm talking about in schools, locker rooms, and I'm talking about things like this. Gender identity is the core of the thing here that's wrong, this fluidity, and using it to do whatever you want.
So, for example, Don, one of the things that was being discussed a lot was the sports programs.
Yes.
Right? Nowhere in that bill does it mention sports athletics. That's kind of a slippery slope argument, which I understand. Moreover, we actually voted on that specific issue on the floor of the House that same day. Nobody covered it. And of course I voted to prevent men from participating in women's sports. Of course I did. But that's not what this bill is supposed to be about. What this is being, the reason that all that's being discussed is the fear of the slippery slope that, you know, if you open up protections for certain classes, mm-hmm. that unintended consequences could ensue. And it then gets back to the philosophical perspective of, are we going to start legislating based on the potential unintended consequences of legislation? Or are we going to look at the plain language in front of us? I voted for the tax bill. The bill was not perfect. None of these bills are written exactly the way we would write them unless we're the ones that introduced them.
Okay, that's fair enough on this. You do have an opponent now on the Republican side, or at least we believe. And I guess the charge is, Pipon, he says you're a rhino.
Okay.
All right. You hear that a lot, I assume.
Well, you know, listen, I believe in the beliefs and the approach of Ronald Reagan, where not only did he have solid policy, but he was an effective leader, Dom. He made people feel good. It was the era of hands across America. He won 49 out of 50 states. Mm-hmm. When are you ever going to see that again? Part of what a leader is, in my view, is not only do you have to have your policy right, and not only do you have to be a great listener and surround yourself with people that think differently than you, but you also got to lower the temperature and bridge the gap. Leaders rise above, and they appeal to the better angels of people's nature. And part of what I'm trying to accomplish in my time in office, and I am a term limits believer. In fact, that's another thing I'm working with the president on. We're going to be meeting with him, myself and Jody Arrington, here shortly, in a few weeks, is that we change the tone in our country where differences of opinion are viewed as a strength to be harnessed and not a weakness to be criticized. I think it's very, very important. And if we're gonna perpetuate this Hatfield versus McCoy mentality, where everybody's yelling at each other, I think that puts us on a very, very dangerous trajectory in our country. And I think part of the job as a representative, part of the job as a candidate, part of the job as a president is to watch the language we use. It's very important. And, you know, whether it be a primary opponent or whether it be someone in the general election, Mr. Wallace, who I faced last cycle, that's always going to be my message, that I reject this Hatfield versus McCoy brand of politics that I believe is tearing our country apart. And I think that's the biggest threat facing our country, Dom. As serious as immigration is, as serious as healthcare is, I think that the biggest threat facing our country is the way we talk to each other, everywhere from the kitchen table to the White House and everywhere in between.
All right, we'll continue on that in the future. But again, thank you. Thanks for coming on. When do you think this happens, this compromise on DACA / getting funding for judges and everything else at the border?
Yeah, so we, I believe, have the draft back from Ledge Council.
Okay.
I'm working with one of my Democrat colleagues, who I'm hoping to get on the bill. We will get a copy of this bill to you, and you can dissect it, let us know what you think. But it's actually designed to fix the problem. You know,
All right.
You have pure DACA bills being advanced, when you have pure border funding bills being advanced that everyone knows are not going to garner 60 votes in the Senate, I believe we actually have to put something together that's actually going to fix the problem.
Congressman, thank you. Thanks for coming on again,
Thanks,
as always.
You got it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.